It's 13 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And I'd like to stipulate again, Darren Cavis Davis is in finals for the Community Broadcasting Australia Association. And, I just want to really wish from the bottom of my heart Darren wins, because he really deserved this one. But enough about Darren, who wants to be advertised continuously.
But also the station's in for 5 awards altogether.
That's correct, you know what I mean? But, you know, this instance, I'm going to promote you. So the fire, the categories, I don't have in front of me. You know them, so that's why. But let's introduce our guest. Firstly, I apologize. I misspelled the surname of our guest in studio. It's not Neha, it's a Nida. And it sounds very exotic, but, you know, Farih Nida. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much, Mario. Thank
you
for having me.
Okay, can you, for our listeners, just say properly your name and surname? Because
it's Faria Nida. Don't worry. There's so many versions of it.
Pink card for her.
I've stuck to this one for this year.
Yeah. Tell us it means something nice.
It means happiness, I think. Happy person. So I think maybe my mum got that one right.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Most days. Just don't ask my family members.
Okay, so like you think she was happy when you were born? Or must be. So who is Fariha?
Faria, okay. Fariha is someone.
Faria? Okay, yes. I do apologize. Who
I was. That's okay. I love when you say it. Anyway, I was born in Afghanistan, so I come from there. My family's from there. We were refugees to this beautiful country, and we got here in 1993, March of 1993. So it's been a while.
Okay, just I didn't know that fact, because we've been introduced with a station sponsor, Farih Zaki, and yeah. He's a great man, no question asked.
Beautiful man.
And when he mentioned your name, that, you know, he would love to be on the radio, I never asking, I mean, people around about guests, you know.
Yep.
Can you just briefly tell us your journey from Afghanistan to Australia?
Yeah,
probably
sure.
Probably you didn't swim, you know what I mean? So like,
you know. And you know what? I wasn't yet, that's right, I wasn't a boat refugee. I actually got here by plane.
Okay.
There is a misconception about boat. I think only 3% of them travel, but, you know. So I got here by plane. We got here with my family. We were sponsored by my uncle. I've lived here since. I've gone to uni. I've gone to school here. So I've been very blessed to be in this country and be educated and be a role model for my children. So I've got 3 children. I'm married happily, and I love what I do, and my family is here with me. I've got a brother and a sister. They've got their family. I've got beautiful friends, a lot of Afghans and a lot of other nationalities. Australia I call home. So
when you came to Australia, and Sydney in particular, what really kind of jumped out at you of Australia that's different from Afghanistan?
I was 12. I remember when I first got here and we were traveling from the airport to my uncle's house. It was just surreal being in a car, like, I think just driving in like clean streets. I think we lived in Pakistan for 5 years before coming to Australia. So that's what I thought of home from then. But just having clean streets and driving somewhere that was not, you know, where we were before, we felt a sense of, I think, freedom when you don't have that, like, you don't have to be on edge kind of feeling, a nice feeling, even though I was really young. I don't think I was exposed too much, but still.
How would you summarize that freedom? You talk about freedom, that's a lovely word to share, but can you expound a little bit what that freedom means to you and what you still take to heart of being in Australia?
I think the freedom of, I know there's crime and there is things happen to everybody every day that's not good, even in this country, but the freedom of just walking and knowing that you're not going to be hurt, like that feeling of, like, you know, you're safe, where I don't think I had that feeling back home, or just, you know, leaving your front door open and knowing that no one's going to jump at you, or leaving your wallet on top of your car and knowing that no one's going to just grab and jump and grab it and run it. I think those freedoms that everybody takes for granted in this country, where we're surrounded by civil human beings every day.
So a young teenager has come to freedom,
yep,
a very much a clean environment, as you said. What about school and that transition and your life,
yep,
through your teenage years? How did you manage?
I think it was definitely a transition. Coming in, I thought I knew how to speak English. And then I remember going to school and then people were saying, oh, someone dyed their hair. And I actually thought they somehow killed their hair. And I was thinking, why would they kill? Like, you know, so words like that would jump out at me. So I actually learned how to speak English at school.
Well, Mario has no hair.
I'm still learning from it. I'm still learning. I'm like,
you can dye your lovely little goatee.
Yeah, well, that's all.
Oh, dyed goatee. Yes.
If you ask how to spell this in English, I will not know.
Pink ribbon. Hey?
Pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon.
So when you finish your school and, you know, obviously, like, tell us your professional journey.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, you worked somewhere before, but why you are running your business and what's your business name?
Sure. My business, my professional journey has been quite a journey. So I did go to school and I was lucky enough to go to university, but I think when the way we were brought up back then, like as having WOG parents or, you know, ethnic parents, they always just expected you to just go to uni and do something.
To be the doctor.
Oh, doctor. I think my parents still believe that I could be a doctor someday. Hey, let's not mark it off, you know. Okay, it can happen.
Well, we can all dream.
Yes, that's
I think
dreams are for free. Yes. Yeah. So, mommy Nida, you know, me and your daughter, she's not a doctor.
Yeah, I know. I'm a doctor of insurance, though.
Ah, okay.
There is a doctor out there, you know. Yeah. I think what they miss out on life is and knowing that yes, it's not just becoming a doctor or an engineer that you're going to do and get a good career in and do it. There are so many different ways of helping people. There are so many different ways of feeling fulfilled in your career journey. You know what I mean?
So that was your path, like being an empathic person. So like you try to see, help other people.
I love how you just saw that. I think I've always been that way, just being empathic.
Yeah.
And I've done it with everything that I've done. So with whether it was, you know, with our school, when I was at uni, and then when I went into actual working environment, I always saw myself being empathic with my clients, with my colleagues, with my managers. So I had that relationship as the basis.
Because human beings, they have a, you know, we're evolving on every day, you know,
yes,
on a daily basis. But we're doing the two things with a passion.
Yeah.
Or we love something,
yep,
or we hate.
That's true.
When we try to unwrap this, you know, with passion, you love something, yep, either it's your work or it's your family or something like this, and that's a sort of like an engine in them. So why insurance?
Why insurance? I finished uni. I did a Bachelor of Mathematics. So I was really good at maths. I think that's something that I was just naturally good at.
Are you trying to embarrass us?
Sorry. It's not rocket science, but it is definitely mathematics.
Not for you, but for me. Yeah. For Darren, it's not either. But.
So I got a degree in mathematics. I was very fortunate to finish it, but I don't think my passion was there. I always wanted to work with people. So when I finished, yes, I remember getting a graduate role similar at Aon, which is an insurance broker. And I think what jumped at me was risk. I was like, yes, I want to do risk.
Yes.
I want to get into risk. You know, I had no idea what this risk was. And then I got into broking and I loved it whilst I was there, but I was like, oh, I'm smarter than this. Like, I want to do underwriting because I figured underwriters were more into the whole risk analysis and, you know, specializing and everything.
It's a more personal
knowledge of yours, yes. That's right. So I got into underwriting after that. And going through the journey of insurance, I went to AIG, Vero Underwriting. Afterwards, I found that I got poached back to go back to Aon because I did such a good job when I was there. They were like, come back and run this scheme. You know, we'll give you a car. We'll give you this awesome lifestyle, you know. So I felt like an MD, you know, driving in and out, you know, at the Aon. So I got that role and I was working in it. But it was much later that I realized that I really wanted to stick to insurance when I went away from it. That's what I realized. So this was last year that I actually went away from broking, underwriting, everything. I went and worked with Macquarie Bank as a premium funder. So it was back then it was Macquarie Pacific Funding, and they later changed their name. So when I did that, I realized, no, wait a minute. I really want to do this for myself and I really want to go back into insurance. Because I had such a fulfillment when I did that with my clients, something that I missed when I was away from it.
Can I ask you something? Do you do a lot of swimming or any exercises involving a lot of breathing techniques?
Why? It's
because you said all this in one breath. But the thing it is, like Darren, I mean, the Fariha, she mentioned then all the names of the our clients I wanted to become my clients or the companies to become my clients. So like, I have no doubt Fariha, she was there blocking me. We'll take a break. Yeah, we should take a break. You know, listening live 90.5 Business Insights, Darren Mario. We'll take a short break. Mario and Darren, wish to say thank you, Fariha and Nida, for being our guest in the studio talking about risks.
You're welcome.
And I didn't talk to you, like I just saw the thank you for listening.
Sorry.
Alive 90.5.
27 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Darren.
And Darren and I like to say thank you to all listeners of Online 90.5 for joining us on the Facebook Live. You just Google it, Facebook, on Business Insights with Mario and Darren, or Darren and Mario, and our guest in studio. I'll try to now to pronounce that name properly. Faria Nida.
Happiness.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Happiness. And Darren, he made a song for you. Even exactly. Like, you know, he composed it, he made it.
It was a little bit familiar, but I don't know. It's
no, you
good.
Have no idea. That's a new one. That's a fresh new one on top place there. So for Faria, you know, and then you realize, you know, I mean, you don't want to live that lifestyle of the riches and famous, you know, I mean, give me a car, good salary. You wanted to do something personal to help the people.
That's right.
And then you started your business. What was your biggest obstacle in running a business?
I think insurance broking is such a complex business. So it's not something that one man can just, or woman, I should say, one woman, can just get up and say, I want to be an insurance broker and I want to get my own company and I want to get the license and everything. So there's certain licenses that you need. So you need an actual license to operate a broking. Well, I am actually an authorized representative of Insurance AdvisorNet Australia, which is the big hub who we are authorized representative of. So we lose the main license of theirs, but we have our own businesses. So there's 250 of us.
Sounds grand.
So, yeah, it's pretty grand. So the insurers, when they're dealing with us, they're dealing with a powerhouse, not just me alone.
Yeah.
We are a part of, it's like we're a big Aon or a big Gallagher's, they're the big corporates, but we're individuals working for a big organization, part of an organization, not employees, but authorized representatives. So we've got, you know, insurance broking has got the back systems where they have to pay insurers, they have to make sure that they pay the clients, you know, all these accounts handling and everything. So one woman cannot just say, I'm going to be an insurance broker and it happens the next day. So you need to do this the right way, and to become an authorized rep, that's the way to do it. And the biggest obstacle was, I think, me. I think that was the biggest
Why
obstacle.
You?
Because I was like, it's a risk. Risk. It's a risk to take to, you know, I've got a family, to just go from getting a really good income, salary coming in, to just going to nothing. So you have to have the right support system in place to know that you're going to build this business up. So that is the risk. It was me. I was like, do I want to do this? And working hard, you know.
It's always a question. We like to say to our guests here on Business Insights, how do you build up the business and how long did that take? And it was a risk.
Yeah.
Were you optimistic that it was going to succeed, or were there periods when you're thinking, I'm just going to go back to Aon or whatever?
Yep. I think when I wanted to do this, I'm a very positive person with everything that I do. I always see that glass half full, and everybody that knows me would know that too. So for me, this was a matter of, I want to do this and let's do it. You know, my husband was supportive, my family. So financially, I was in a good position to do this. So I didn't want to put myself out there and be stressed out, because that's not one of the reasons I wanted to do this. I wanted to do this to have a work-life balance and in 10 years look back and say, that's great, I did that. And I've been mindful in my life and not just there and somewhere else. You know what I mean? Mindfulness. Big thing I'm working on. So when I did this, believe it or not, I did it this year, January. I quit my job. I got, I had a lovely job with amazing colleagues and everything. So for me, it wasn't,
so,
I was.
So you quit your job?
Yep.
Without the hindsight of COVID, of course.
No idea.
Similar condition for me. Yeah. But has that made a difference, or has it just made it harder or more of a challenge, or
you know,
more focus?
I think everything happens for a reason, and I'm a big believer of that. Everything happens for a reason. And if I hadn't done this this year and COVID had happened, I would never have go and do this, because I would always be afraid that something like COVID could happen, you know? So for me to have done this and be here today, I've managed to get a lot of clients on board. Not even just that, I've managed to learn and grow so much in this 6 months that I have ever done in my whole career as working for someone else.
What was,
if that makes sense.
What was the biggest fear? You didn't ask you question before that one. You say you have a support, you know, I mean, you left a nice cushy job. And, you know, like, you will agree with me, and particularly Darren, who's very brave. Very brave boy, you know. He left the work after so many years, and he chose to do something what he loves with a passion. This is radio. So, what was your biggest fear? Would you wake up in the morning and say, like, "Oh, I'll not be successful," or, you know, I mean, I'm going to spend all my money, my family's going to starve?
Yeah.
And who was your biggest not supportive around you?
Oh, okay. I think my biggest fear was definitely not succeeding, because working for someone else, you've got, you're so confident to sell someone else's brand than your own, I think, because you, it's already there, ready made, you know. And then you've got the clients ready made, you've got the systems ready made, you've got everything,
you know, logistics and everything.
Everything is there, so you just have to like rock up, you know,
yes,
and just do the work. So, and then walk away when, you know, 5 o'clock, I don't have to take that call. No, I'm not finished, you know. Yeah. Whereas I think owning your own thing, you're on 24/7. So my biggest fear was not succeeding, you know, and not actually getting to somewhere I am. But 6 months have passed and I'm really happy with myself. I'm happy in the way that I've grown. Like, I was never an admin person. I always had an admin assistant doing everything for me. So I was like, I'm not doing... And now I'm like the cleaner, the admin assistant.
So 6 months.
Yes.
So... how do you measure your 6 month success? We don't often have people who have only 6 months, yes, into a business change. So yep, it's very interesting for me to think about, okay, you're talking about you're going to succeed over 5-10 years, yes, in the business.
Yeah.
How are you measuring your 6 month success?
Yep. Firstly, the amount of knowledge I've gained. So monetary was never, it's definitely part of my business plan, how much money I wanted to make. But I think before all of that was my education, how much I wanted to learn, and what type of clients I wanted to attract and keep in my business and grow it. So my thing was always grow it slowly and grow it good. So I'm proud of it, and I'm not. And that's what.
Can we have that again? What was it?
Grow it slowly and grow it good. You know, in the sense, I just made that up, by the way. So in my mind, it's like grow it to a point where you're proud of it. You know, you're proud of the work you've done, and I actually have learned so much in that 6 months. Like, I've actually made myself kind of think, wow, I know so much more in such a short time. And when I'm talking to my clients, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, I've never done that industry before, but I've got my, you know, like a commercial property owner, their risks, for example.
Perfect, perfect. I've got the audiogram for today. We can finish now, Mario.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, it's not you're boring.
No, that was the best bit.
So the question for you, it's, you run your own business, right? And you say something very honestly, because we are... pre-COVID, we met a lot of people around us, a lot of gurus who were the, you know, shakers and bakers, whatever they call them, you know, in corporate world. And they were happily standing on a stage and sharing their wisdom of success, you know what I mean? Well, you say something very nice packaging. You come to the work, you don't need to finish, you don't need to pick up the phone 5 o'clock because, you know, you will have your done job by 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly you find yourself in a totally different environment, uncertainty. Yep. And the risk is great, you know what I mean? So like,
yes.
I there's a difference between working corporate world and there's a difference people buy the business of somebody franchised, because again, you're working for some other brand.
That's right.
And now suddenly you're working for yourself. And as you said, like, you no shame to say, suddenly I'm the cleaner, admin, everything else.
Yeah.
Most of the corporations, people, you know what I mean, who work, you know, they love that environment. However, COVID changed this.
Yes.
And you stated very clearly what your fear was. Now, the question is, how did you put into submission that fear? What did you done? You know, you say some mindfulness, you know what I mean? Like, and this is a new thing, Ikigai, mindfulness, and all these blahs, 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 space cadets, unicorns running.
Yep.
But how
space
did you...
cadets.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the thing it is, you know, I mean, I have a different background. It's not harsh like yourself or darling, but the thing it is, I have the very, very simple, you know, I have a happy life, you know what I mean? But thing it is, how did you overcome that obstacle of the fear? What have you done differently, waking up in the morning into uncertainty, and you overcome the fear not to be unsuccessful? How did you unwrap this thing?
Yes.
And say, like,
oh my gosh,
I'm gonna bash you, you know, in a fear.
Yep. I think we thank all
you
have
thank
fears
you Nida. Thank you, Nida. That was all for today. So like,
oh my gosh, I think every day we have fears to deal with, like,
yes,
whether it's personal or business or anything. For me, when it all happened, all of a sudden I wanted to leave the corporate world to be at home with my kids and be mindful, you know, not just be jumping around
and
from place to place.
And suddenly you're not at home with your kids and laughing.
No, all of a sudden I am at home with them 24/7 and I am like parenting them, you know, like being
a
teacher.
That was a prep for the COVID.
Everyone's business changed overnight to a home business.
For audiogram, I need from you very clearly. You stated you had fear of not being successful when you started your business.
Yep.
My question and our question is, how did you come
unfearful. How did you overcome that obstacle, the fear?
It took days of just finding myself again in that new environment that I was living, honestly. So it was more like, okay, I get up. I didn't know half the time what I was doing. So I was trying to juggle everything. I was trying to be everything every day. And there were days where it wasn't very good. So I think it just took a few slapping to myself. I've got a really good support system. So my husband is always there for me. Like with anything, he's like, you can do it. Like, you know, you can do it. So for me, it was just a matter of finding that routine that worked for me. I love exercising. So I need to exercise to live throughout the day. So getting up in the morning, going for that jog, doing the exercise was that getting that anxiety, that fear out of my system to start that day fresh. So every day was a new day to kick that fear in the butt. And it's still there maybe, but it's working. Like it's non-existent, but you know.
Thank you, Nida, for sharing this with us.
That's all right.
Let me take a short break. Hey? You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Mario, Darren will take a short break with our guest, Faria Nida. So exotic, I can pronounce after 50 times on the wrong spelling and the wrong writing of name. Hopefully you're enjoying listening to this interview with expert in risks, Faria Nida. And join us on the Live 90.5 website.com.au later on afternoon. Thanks to Darren Capes Davis, you can hear this podcast and grab the inspiration from this lovely lady. Well, you're not a lady, you're how old?
Alive
90.5. 17 minutes to one. Alive 90.5. Business Insights. Mario and Darren.
And to all our listeners interested, you should listen this, you know, please. I'm employing you, come today on our website, live905.com.au, sometimes up to 5 p.m. And you can see the podcast section under Business Insights with Mario and Darren. It's an interview with Faria Nida. Certainly she's going to empower you, not just with her wisdom, but as well her courage of overcoming obstacles of the fear, which everybody, it's a... struggling with the fear, everybody. I'm very afraid of the dark. So,
interesting combination, fear and risk.
I know.
Do you use a risk analysis approach to your fear?
You know what? I probably do, but I never thought of it that way. I think the
now we know. Now Darren discovers something new about you. Like, you can use it this one.
Like the definition of risk is really the possibility of something going wrong, you know? So that's really the definition of risk. What is risk? So if you really think about it, so when I don't work like in a routine manner and actually put the efforts in and get the business going, the risk is for me not succeeding. So the risk is for me failing, really, and putting what I wanted to do this for my family at risk. So,
question for you. Yeah. I'll continue that one from before. On your part of the conquest of the world and sharing your knowledge, because you have the knowledge from the corporate world, you know, you have a tertiary education and you're a hardworking person. Now, on that part to success, you know, I mean, let's go say to succeed in your business.
Yep.
Was there anybody there who told you can't do it? This is not for you. You don't need to name it, but is there the people there?
Yes. And I don't think they meant it in a way to discourage me, or maybe they did. I think they were trying to tell me that it's not as easy as you think.
So what do you think now? Do this?
They probably were right. It is not as easy as I thought.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something I can do.
You know,
I knew I could do it. So
you mentioned something very important, the dream. You know, Darren was as well saying this one. The dream stopped that day when we signed the contract. When you get a paycheck, you are forbidden to dream.
That's true.
And that's what that's a point it is in our life. You know, I mean, look, I don't know like what you're going through or how your business was and, you know, what your fears and everybody else. Everybody react differently. But It's generic. It's an organic feeling. You know, I mean that we humans, we are afraid of unknown, uncertainty. You know, I mean,
true.
You can call this risk whatever it is. So, how did you felt if somebody was told you this? Don't do this. It's not advisable. Let's go enjoy the Singapore Marina Bay Sands 7 days. Yeah. Take a holiday, whatever it is. It's and then you say like, no, I want to stay home with my family. I'm going to start my business. How did you felt then?
To be honest, I felt quite sad because they were doing it as well. So I thought, why would you tell someone when you've actually succeeded doing it? And like, what makes you different than me? Yes, maybe I've got more responsibilities on the little kid side, but at the same time, we work for what we believe in and what we want to achieve. So there is no boundaries to anybody's dreams or what they can achieve. So for me, that was like putting a stop to it straight away before I even had the, yes, you know, the opportunity to go ahead. So I felt sad. That was not nice feeling, you know.
I heard that always, you know, down and now when we talk about something's proud, they always say, have you heard for the Bob Proctor? He's a big guy, you know, he wrote the book Secret and all these things, and he said very something important.
Okay. Yeah.
He said, imagine yourself being on a deathbed, surrounded by your dreams, and they look at you, they're watching you, you're watching you with their angry eyes and say, we come in your life, the day you're born, now you must die. The best and the most richest place in the planet, it's actually cemetery. There's a lot of people there with a lot of ideas that the dream is never fulfilled. Now, if somebody comes to you, let's say, Darren and Mario, we want to crash the world record in some things.
Yep.
And we say like, okay, Faria, what would you advise us before we start a business? What we should do? What would you say anybody who comes to us like, I want to start a business, I want to, you tell me what to do to be successful, or, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Overcome the fears.
Yep. I think the first thing is, do you have passion for this business? You got to have the passion and the hard work. Like I always say, there's no such thing as smart people. There's hardworking people, you know? Because if you don't put the hard work, being smart only gets you a certain level. But if you hard work, you got no limits. You can be low, you know, that's what I tell my kids. I don't know if it's working, but I say put in the effort and that's all you can do. So for me, it'll be get ready to work hard and get ready to just prioritize and just do everything that you need to do to get the work done. So,
Darren, what do you think about this statement? Effort. Nobody can judge the effort.
I think looking into even my own business is a business I want to start and get involved with.
Yeah.
And you keep on hearing again and again and again. It's just not skills. It's just not being smart. It's about running your business. And so no matter if you're doing lawn mowing or if you're doing, say, I don't know, mathematics tutoring.
Yep.
It's still a business.
Yep.
And you have to work hard at growing the business.
Yep.
To our listeners, please come on our website, alive905.com.au, and learn from somebody who goes through all of this corporate world, uncertainty, risks, facing the fears, and having a successful business. With Darren and I, we'll take a short break. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Faria Nida. How can I pronounce this properly? We'll come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes to one. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, I should take my headsets. You told me the mics is alive. Like, sending it out. I was stuck on social media. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners of Alive 90.5, particularly Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Faria Nida. She shared with us her personal journey. So, Faria, you know, before we close the interview with you, do you mind to share with our guests and all listeners and everybody else, not just in Australia because we're online across the globe, what is your business and what do you do in your business?
Sure.
Apart from you digging the tunnels to the Federal Reserve Bank.
No, that's our business.
I thought you were going to get me in there too. Side talk. My business is called ASP Risk Solutions, BTY Limited. I am a general insurance broker. So insurance broker, insurance advisor. I basically mitigate the risk associated with my clients' businesses and offer them the right insurance product to cover their risks associated with insurance.
So like risk in terms of like maybe it's a workers' compensation, no?
I do that as well for my clients. It's an added service.
Public liability, so professional indemnity.
Public liability, professional indemnity, management liability, cyber insurance, business PACs, anything, you name it, construction works, policies, motor vehicles, commercial. It all depends. There's so many different policies, transit insurance, you know, when they've got goods going from one place to another, they want to make sure everything is covered, not, no damages, you know, on the way there. So there are, so you just have to review. What I do is I review my client's business, what their risks are, what can go wrong, basically.
What's the biggest risk for anybody who runs a business? Doesn't matter, is a solopreneur, entrepreneur, small business, medium business, large business. What do you see the most common risk goes across?
It's a public and products liability. It's the liability to the public. So anywhere you are, it's a requirement by the government that you need to have that insurance.
Okay.
So it covers property damage and your liability as a personal injury for doing the work that you do. So
interesting.
Yeah, a plumber going to fix somebody's plumbing needs that. Because if they go in there and they fix something and it damaged property, their insurance will need to cover that.
What's happening if you don't have insurance, Darren? You know, did you ever, can you envisage, you know, what's happened to someone who doesn't have insurance? Can you envisage that? You know, I mean, and you've been sued and you come on the court, whatever
no, that can't. System is. So everyone needs to go and see Faria Nida and work it out.
Yes.
And let her help you.
Yeah. I think you're putting your own personal assets and what you've worked hard for your whole entire life at a massive risk, because just legal costs alone could bring you down. So you just have to remember that.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
So how do people can contact you, Faria?
Oh, you can contact me. I'm on, I've got my Facebook, ASP Risk Solutions. I'm on LinkedIn, as Faria Nida. And my telephone number, which I can give out if...
Why are you looking at me like
that? Yeah.
So an insurance broker never says no to give me their number out.
Okay.
It's 0458-623-951. It's my business number. So you can call me and I'd love to speak to you and your business and review your insurances you've got in place.
And that number again?
0458-623-951.
Faria, thank you very much for being our guest today. Hopefully going to see you very soon. And to all listeners, please come to join on the line 905.com.au. Thanks to Darren Cabs Davis. You can check on the podcast section, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Awesome interview with Faria Nida from ASP.
That's my kids' name. Aaron, Sienna, and Paris. Wonderful. ASP Risk Solutions.
Oh my God. I knew it.
Because you know what? They're a risk too.
We'll be back later.